Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann. And with us this week is a full crew of Rich.
Hey.
Corey.
How's it going?
And Mark.
Hello.
And we're coming to you a week from the last show because the new schedule.
This is a terrible idea. You're going to get people used to expecting to hear us every week.
What the hell, guys?
This is a bad precedent. Hey, if this works out, we could do a show every week. Unfortunately, we don't have enough to talk about.
I think
What you're saying? We're not interesting? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Rich, you're too white. I'm just saying. You're holding the show back.
What?
Race car driving. Come on, man. Come on.
Hey, this is the 21st century, my friend.
We love you, Rich. We're just joking with you. So, he's like, see what I am. So, we're going to jump into a few things here today. It'll probably be a shorter show just because we started a little late, and I got to make sure I get just enough time to end this show so that we can get the show shipped off to Mark. So, but
I don't need that much time.
Well, I do. To send it to you, so
don't blame it on me. Don't put it on me. They go, I gotta do it so we can get it tomorrow.
Well,
dude, you gotta go do Dungeons and Dragons, I assume.
No,
or work. I don't know. I can't remember what.
I have to work now. Thanks, Corey.
Sorry.
Corey's like, I want to be on a show, and I'm like, cool, man. You can be on our show. Oh, I gotta change my weekends with my job, and that's what he sounded like when he told me. He sounded like
I told you over text.
Whatever, dude. You sound like the drag queens from Persona 5. That's all I'm saying.
That's not wrong.
Anyway, we got to talk a little bit about the news. And the biggest bullshit news that came out this week that I can recall is the NES Classic is dead. They have discontinued it.
Bullshit. I'm so mad.
It's not bullshit. It's Nintendo.
It's Nintendo shit.
True.
So, I guess they put out a statement basically saying that they never planned on this being a system that was out for a real long time.
Then they should have said it was limited edition,
right?
But they don't say that shit because they're just fucking Nintendo. They don't give a shit or think about anything. That's why, like, main reason why I made sure to get the Neon is, like, I don't know if this is an actual limited edition version of the console or not. Because they don't fucking tell you. They'll just stop making it and be like, oh, we weren't going to make a lot of them bundled with those controllers. Now the new one's going to be the stupid banana controller bundle.
Oh, that thing looks hideous. Have you guys seen that one, the yellow one?
Yeah, ugh. I saw it yesterday.
So, so the NES Classic Edition is going to be dead. I think they just put out their last buttload of them, I guess. You know, the last 12 that they'll ever make.
Don't you mean trickle? Yeah, right.
So, but it is annoying because, you know, I wasn't dying to have one, and I'm still not dying to have one, but I think it's a nice oddity, like a nice curiosity to put on your shelf.
Yeah, it's a nice, like, I think for most people, it's a nice collector's item that would be, you know, like buying a figure, some kind of statue. It's something you put out that's like, well, this is a little version of this thing I love.
My kids wanted it, man.
Yeah, I think it's more of a usable item for people with kids.
Yeah.
Want to introduce their kids to old classic games and stuff like that. But it's just like, hey, look at this cool little thing.
It's also kind of weird because there were so many companies putting out peripherals for this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like extra controllers, lengthy cord cables, carrying cases, and it's like, did they know this thing was limited edition? Did Nintendo
know? No, nobody. Nobody did.
So.
Except Nintendo.
Yeah. So it really does suck. Really does suck. I mean, I want one. If I found one on a shelf sometime later, I wasn't gonna go out and try to hunt one down like everybody else seems to be doing. But you know, it's just sad because it was something I wanted to put on my shelf, and now I'm not gonna get one because I'm not, unless I just happen to come across some.
You never know. I mean, Best Buy could have them online for a short period again. Because they're the only company that has done that twice now with the Switch. And they've lasted for like, I think though, that I got it maybe was like a half hour, if that. but the first time it was on for about an hour in stock, the Switch.
Yeah.
But of course, there are plenty of people having checkout errors. So how long it was actually in stock, who knows? But they also had the Classic then too.
Yeah.
I didn't try to get it because I don't care enough. Hey,
Mark, I'm going to drop you from the call and call you back because I'm getting kind of a lot of distortion there, and I'm hoping to fix that.
Okay, okay.
Inside Ninja! Shing! Okay, there we go.
Yay! You know, if you guys are in a pinch, I'm recording the show too, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, now that you can record the show, then if I ain't here one day, you guys can still have a show.
I just thought of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, we can still... I was sending out files for the other show, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Hey, the shows are here. Cool. So I keep forgetting to tell you that.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's the NES Classic. They did show some stuff off for the Nintendo Switch and their 3DS, which they showed off a few things. I don't care about ARMS. I think that game looks dumb.
Fatty battery packs for your Joy-Con controllers.
Yeah. That almost seems pointless to me because those don't really go dead fast.
I've never had any issue with batteries on those things.
I feel like, based on what most people are saying, it's more for comfort and just the feel than the actual use case of needing more battery power and battery life.
So anyway, I don't remember what else they showed off. They showed off Mario Kart 8 Complete Edition or whatever that comes out, 2 weeks from now, sometime?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and Mark, you got your Switch. And you haven't got to really... Mm-hmm. Did you played Snipper Clips? Is that all you played?
I played Snipper Clips, Puyo Puyo Tetris, and a bit of friend of a friend's copy of Zelda.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. So what were your first impressions of it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The old dude... I got to the point where I was like, this old dude's an asshole. And then I found out who he was, and that's where I am.
Oh, gotcha. So you're actually getting ready to get to the big exploring part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, your clothes off. You need to get the stupid glider or whatever from him. And he's like, hey, just do this one thing. And I actually do all these things. I'm like, you son of a bitch.
Just like
I don't have time. It's not my copy. Just let me go.
So anyway.
And I didn't lick it.
You didn't? Well, it's not your copy. You shouldn't lick
it. Yeah, I don't know where it's
at. Right.
You don't know where it's been. It's been somebody else's mouth.
Or, yeah, other places. Ooh. I don't know what this kind of guy does.
All right, so let's move on. I want to hear Rich's, a little bit, Rich talk about Persona 5 here, because me and Mark gushed about it last episode.
Yeah.
And Corey's played a whole hour of it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to admit, I didn't love it as much as I thought I would love it for about the first hour playing it, but it's starting to click with me again. I'm playing it on the PS3, so I haven't touched my PS3 in maybe, I don't know, a year and a half. And I don't know if it's the controller, but getting around the city streets of Tokyo with your character, I feel like I'm either running and missing stuff and having to go back. It's just kind of annoying to me a little bit. I know I was complaining to you guys about it on Messenger, and you're like, put your big boy pants on, Rich. But,
I mean, the camera's not that great.
Yeah, the camera's not that great. But the game is so dense. I mean, it's so funny. We were talking about Persona 4, so I went back and just kind of looked at it on my Vita again, just to, see if my mind's eye kind of remember the game as it was, before. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely a lot more going on in Persona 5. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely starting to enjoy it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to apologize to everybody in this cast. It may be my internet that's fucking up. Because I'm hearing distortions in everybody, so that probably means it's me. Or it's Skype.
Yeah, it's you. You used to find us, though.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah,
that, it that's could all end up thing. Being fine in the file.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just do this, and if it's crappy, then, then people will be like, oh, we didn't expect to show anyway.
Now, do I think it's getting, it's like a 9.5, a 9.8 game, like a lot of the reviews are saying?
Maybe it hasn't been for you. It's impossible for you to really say.
Right.
I mean, it's a long ass tutorial in the game.
Yeah, how long have you put into it, Rich?
I've only put like 4 hours.
Oh,
into it.
You ain't even out of the tutorial yet, so.
Okay, all right. It's still pretty dense compared to like Persona games, so.
And it becomes a lot easier to navigate to when you get the quick travel. It's just like once you go to like the movie theater once, it's just like, now you can quick travel here. You just open up the map. You can say, I want to go to the theater, or I want to go to the bookstore, I want to go to the diner, I want to go here. You just easily get to places. And unlike in previous games where you had to find where a person is, one of your combatants, to hang out with them to increase your social standing with them, now they'll like text you on it when they're feeling like hanging out, and then you just quick travel to them if you accept their invitation.
Okay. You know, one thing I will say, if you're new to the Persona series and you saw all the great scores and you want to try it out, be patient with it. Don't just play it for an hour. Like, this isn't for me. Just stick with it.
If you play it an hour, then all you've done is read.
Right.
And that will turn a lot of people off, I'm afraid, too. But
Yeah.
There's two battles.
It's a niche game.
But
it's not going to explode.
We were talking last week about what I think I liked about this one better. I think it's the stuff like Mark was talking about, the fast travel and knowing when your confidants want to meet with you and stuff. I think it's that stuff there that like makes me like this a lot more, and the fact that the dungeons actually have a real flow to them instead of just being random, except for like the Mementos is actually is the random dungeons of weird angles and stuff like that, where everything's just kind of plain and looks the same. So I think that's just the ease of use in this, and then knowing the fact that, hey, I can look at a map and go, oh, well, the doctor wants to talk to me. She's got more trials for me, so I need to go talk to her or the reporter and stuff like that. So it's kind of, it really keeps me where I know where I'm going all the time. Although I know I spend way too much time in the dungeons as opposed to probably Mark does.
I think you have to because you're playing on a harder difficulty.
Yeah.
What are you playing on?
I'm playing on normal.
Oh, normal, okay.
And I'm playing it on the easiest because I don't give a shit about the battles. Not in Persona. Yeah, I don't care about it at all.
I'm thinking about switching to easy too, to be honest with you.
I'm not having that much trouble on normal. I usually beat a dungeon in about 4 days.
Yeah, I don't think it would be that difficult or anything. I have no desire to waste any bit of thought or time in the dungeon more than I have to, because I do not care about that with these games at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think the combat system is that great. It's fine. You know, it's a very rock, paper, scissors type of thing. You find out what they're weak to, and then you just use that. And, you know, you collect personas with all the different things that you can utilize all that.
It's adult Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, it's fine, but it's nothing special. And I will say that I put 50 hours into it now and still really enjoying it, but I definitely would say at this point, unless there are some drastic changes, it would be at the bottom of the last three. I'd put 3 and 4 above it.
Really?
In terms of the story and the characters.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Of course, there.
I mean, it's hard to beat Chie. Nice, I mean,
no, see, everyone says that. I do not like Chie. Everyone's like, Chie. Everyone loves Chie. I don't fucking love her at all. She's annoying as hell to me. I do not like her.
In fact, this has made me want to go back and play 4. And I was like, I have that on Vita. And not only do I have it on Vita, I actually bought it digitally on Vita as well. I had the retail copy, and then I think I sold that to buy the digital version. And I'm like, wait a second. I said, there's only one way to play this on my TV. And I was like, guys, I have a PlayStation TV. Dun, 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 dun. I was like, I can play this. And I looked it up, and it was on the list of games you could play. I'm like, oh shit, after I beat 5, I may go back and play 4. And then now I can't find my Persona, my PlayStation TV.
Dude, it's on the short list of games you can play on the PlayStation TV.
So Corey, your 1 hour of Persona, what do you say so far?
I really want to go back to it just because I've never played a Persona before, so this is my first dive into it. This game, right off the bat, it looks cool. Like, it has some style.
I love
that
the style.
Really like.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It could be a bit much at times.
Yeah, I could see that, but just that intro you know, that first 15, 20 minutes or whatever where you're in the casino, it's pretty cool. So,
I love the music that plays after you defeat an enemy. I still have not gotten tired of that.
I don't know that I know what you're talking about, because I did one battle and you literally just hit X a couple times. And
yeah, I don't know if they have that little thing at the end of that until you get into the actual game proper.
Yeah, so I got through that, and then I did a bunch of dialogue, and then I got into the town. I assume it's the town, main town.
Yeah.
Ran around for a little while, and then it was like 11:30, and I was tired. So,
well, don't worry about getting tired, man. The game will tell you to go to bed the time, even when you're not, even when you've done something for 10 minutes.
But
and
I'm
you're
not
like,
tired.
But
no,
I'm not, yeah. Yeah. No, go to bed. Go to bed.
When it's like. No, I think you should go to bed. Well, you know what, game? You should have just fucking sent me to bed and not just put me in my stupid room and been like, hey, you can do things? Oh, no, you can't. Just go to sleep.
Well,
just
you can save, and I think that's what they do that for, which is very important.
Can't do anything.
You can still save.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I've got a lot less time right now, so I'm not playing as many games, so I'm not wanting to dive into this one completely yet, because there's other games on this list that I've been playing that are kind of more bite-sized stuff. So, but I will go back to this game for sure and play through it.
All right, so we'll move on to Yooka-Laylee, and I guess Richard also played this.
Yes,
I've only played 20 minutes, so I'm not going to talk about it, but I know you and Corey have played more. So
okay.
So Corey,
I love Banjo-Kazooie, and I put this game on. Well, I pre-ordered this forever ago, so I could get the Toy Box demo. I played the Toy Box demo. I was like, this is Banjo-Kazooie. I can't wait for this game to come out. I started playing it and played the first level. I, you know, feeling it. And I was like, this is Banjo-Kazooie. This is everything about Banjo-Kazooie that I love. The graphics, the way the camera is.
And when Rare Collection came out, you played Banjo 1 and 2E, right?
I played through them again, yeah. So I was super stoked for this game coming out. And it does. It feels like Banjo-Kazooie. But then as you get further into it, you start getting more abilities and it just starts straying away and the abilities don't work right and the controls are so floaty compared to the original Banjo-Kazooie that it starts to get harder in a way that this game doesn't quite hit right. Because the controls are so loose and your character movement's not very accurate, at least I don't remember Banjo-Kazooie being this loose. Some of the platforming gets really, really difficult, and it's not supposed to be, I don't think. Like, for example, there was a combination of the controls and the camera problem. I was riding this platform up, and I had to jump off to the left, I believe. So I would jump, and as soon as I jumped, the camera would change angles and flip it backwards, so then it was going to the right, so I would completely fall off the ledge because the camera changed. And I did that like 6 times in a row. And yeah, I want to love this game. I really do. But the more I play it, the more I'm like, this isn't as much as it's cracked up to be. The other thing, I don't want to cut you off, Rich, the Banjo-Kazooie games had just memorable characters, and other than Yooka-Laylee, like, I don't care about any of these characters in this game.
Not even Trouser Snake?
Nope, I have no interest in Trouser Snake.
I think he's the best.
What's a Trouser Snake?
A snake in trousers.
So what do you got to say about it, Rich? How far are you in it?
I am about, I guess, 2 hours now. I've barely started really playing it. I've got, I'm probably almost done with the first world. I'm not really a Banjo-Kazooie player. The reason I bought it originally was for my kids because, well, one in particular, my son, Ricky, he freaking loves Banjo and Kazooie.
Well, they're twins. Don't they both love it?
No, they don't.
What?
Ricky's the worst
twins ever.
No, Ricky's all about the 3D platformers, and Tommy, he's all about Dragon Quest RPGs. I just wanted to play it just to see, you know, because my boys are away right now, so I kind of wanted to check it out. Started playing it, and you know, I'm glad Corey said what he said about the control, because I'm like, I don't really play these platformers. I was never really a Ratchet and Clank guy, or, you know, I generally don't play this genre. But I was having some problems with with some of the moves, man. I really was.
Hmm.
That being said, though, I'm still kind of enjoying the game. Granted, I'm not as far along as Corey is. But I think my initial goal was just to try it out, just to, you know, just to see what it was like. And I think I might actually try playing through this until, you know, it gets really frustrating and I stop playing it. I'm actually liking it. I'm actually liking it. And I for one, think Treasure Snake is the shit. he's my favorite thing about the game. I just, every time I see
it's
him,
it's a pretty good joke.
It is
a pretty good joke.
And every time I see him with the freaking like old school like 1991 cell phone, I'm just like, I just love it. I just love it.
I'm talking to the first boss. Give me a minute.
Right. Give me a minute. Yeah. So
it does break the fourth wall in a lot of good ways.
Yeah,
like,
it
there's
does.
This,
it does.
Like, I guess. There's a classic arcade machine in each level, and there's a pixelated dinosaur. Not pixelated. He's like kind of, you know, 64 era graphics. And
really disappointed when he said dinosaur and not sausage.
No, it could be. But he makes some references like cheat codes, and then Laylee's like, "What are cheat codes?" Like modern games don't have cheat codes at all, so.
Yeah, and then there was like a good joke about the cloud in there.
Oh, yeah.
Racing the cloud, and then they had a good cloud joke. Yeah, I'm kind of digging it. More so than I thought I would. I'm probably going to stick with it.
Hopefully there'll be a patch that fixes the camera issues and shit like that.
Yeah, now this game was a Kickstarter project, right? Right. So,
it was a Kickstarter, but I'm pretty sure they also had a publisher lined up before the Kickstarter as well, because I'm thinking I remember them talking where they said that the funding wouldn't all come from.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking the size of it and the scope of it and stuff makes me think that there had to be something else there too, because they only got like, what was it, $4 million, $2 million, something like that. There's no way they made a game with $2 million.
Speaking of size and stuff, Banjo-Kazooie like had bite-sized levels, and there was like 10 or 12 of them, but this one has, I think, only five levels.
Five levels,
one of them's terrible, I hear.
And they're just too big. Like, that was the cool thing about Banjo-Kazooie is, like, if you got bored of this level, you could go do another one, go do the mansion, the haunted one, or the desert one, or whatever. Hmm. There was a variety, but there's just too much to do in these, and I don't know, the puzzles aren't as well thought out, all that stuff. It's just, they put too much in one level. They should have spaced it out a little bit.
Ooh.
So, anyway, so that's a little bit about Yooka-Laylee. And me and Corey played a little bit of a game called Snake Pass, which is a game where you play a snake. And it's a real unique game.
Try and pass things.
Yeah, so basically you have to learn how to, you play the game and it does feel like you're playing a snake. It's got like Jungle Gym levels and stuff like that where you're trying to climb these things and you gotta do it as a snake. So you kind of like have to actually, it's kind of hard to explain without actually playing it. But I mean,
how far have you gotten?
I've only got like the second or third stage. I haven't really got anywhere. How far have you gotten?
I think I'm like on the fifth, so I'm not much further than you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you kind of got to actually constrict yourself around to pull yourself on the poles. And it's a whole lot of management of paying attention to what your top of your body's doing and making sure that the bottom half of your body is not too loose because you'll fall and stuff like that. It's really weird, but it's got its own type of play style. It's unique.
Yeah. You have to slither like left and right to go faster. You can try and go just straight, but you'll go super slow. If you slither like a snake hitting left and right, it'll move you quicker. And you hit A to lift your head up and B to push your head down, I think, or something like that.
I think you just let off A.
Oh, is that it? And you'll climb up stuff.
It's, yeah, so basically you want to lift your head up and then kind of like wind yourself around these poles and stuff like that to try to get up on. It's a snake platformer. It's the best thing I can say. Mark, you like snake games. I know this isn't the snake games you're talking about.
I got a copy. I just haven't played it.
So this is how they bring snake games back, Mark. This is how they do it.
You know, now that you say that, it's kind of like that because you're going after eating these orbs. And it's just a collecting game.
I didn't even think about that. I was making a joke, but you're kind of right. It is.
I don't think you get any longer.
You don't die if you run into your own tail, though. So you're good there. So, but yeah, it does. It has its unique style. And I mean, it's not an engrossing game by any means, but it's definitely something you want to pop in for 10, 15 minutes and try out. It's not bad.
I think everybody's saying it looks like Viva Pinata, and it's pretty accurate. It does look a lot like Viva Pinata.
The art style does.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but, Corey, so what have you been playing? I'm real excited about this first one you're talking about because I just seen some videos of these games and they all look pretty cool. And I haven't played any of them. No.
All right, we're talking about the Box Boys.
Yeah.
These games are little bite-sized puzzle games. You play as a square box, 2D platformer thing, and you have the ability to, make more boxes come out of you, I guess. And
whoa.
You have to do some puzzle platforming. And there's three of them in the series now. The third one just came out. And they announced it during their direct last week. I've played all of them. This one adds a couple more mechanics to it. And I guess if you have the Kirby amiibos, I think it's the Kirby amiibos, you can play as the Kirby characters like Mennonite and Kirby and Waddle Dee and all those. I don't have any of those, though, so I can't actually do that. There is a demo out you can download if you want to pull out your 3DS again. That was my problem. I was like, man, I really want to play this, but my 3DS is in a box somewhere.
Yeah, my kids have mine. I saw it, too, and I was like, that looks interesting. I'm like, but my kids have my DS, so.
This needs to be released on the Switch. They need to release the trilogy.
I bet they do. I would not be surprised at all.
I mean, the Switch is going to be the console of re-releases.
Yeah.
There's no mechanics. Like, I don't even think it uses touchscreen at all. And I think the top screen is literally just a timer. I don't think there's anything else. Maybe not even a timer. But there's no reason it couldn't be on the Switch or any other system. But I don't want... It's the same thing with more stuff. So if you have a chance to go try it, try that demo, I would recommend it.
All right, cool.
The other thing I've been playing is they announced a free-to-play Kirby game this last Direct, so I tried that out. This is a class-based 2D Monster Hunter, I guess.
Okay.
You play as a Kirby, and you either have like a Knight Kirby, a Hammered Kirby, some sort of wizard, and a healer.
I'm guessing wizard and healer Kirby.
Yeah, yeah. And you go into like your hub world is like just a bunch of billboards. So you get a quest, or you go to the shop, and when once you get the quest, you go fight, you know, one of the classic Kirby enemies, but they're like giant versions of them, so they're 3 or 4 times taller than Kirby and wider, and they're doing moves. You have all four Kirbys attacking, and they have a ton of health, and you have to go through and team up with other people to play and fight these monsters, and you get more rewards for fighting harder ones, and
I did hear it was free to start.
Yes, it seems as though it's going to have the cooldown, so you can only do a couple of fights before you have to buy gems. I think they're gems to restock your stamina, so you can go on more quests.
Or you have to wait.
You have to wait. So far, that's the only thing I think I've seen that you have to buy. I'm sure there's probably more stuff that you can buy with gems that I didn't realize. But for what it is, it's kind of neat.
And you can't earn gems in any way.
I've only played like 6 matches, 6 okay. battles. So I don't know if you actually earn them then through completing certain things. Not sure.
All right. moving along. I guess you and Mark both played the demo for this, and I haven't downloaded the demo yet, because I don't know what Puyo Puyo is.
So Puyo Puyo is apparently really popular in Japan. It's got the same style board as Tetris. You know, it's got the blocks falling down, but it's two little blobs that come down.
Sort of like Dr. Mario.
Yeah, that's... But you have to get four of the blobs together to make them disappear. And what makes this game interesting is there, or at least the mode that I find interesting, is there's a swap mode where it'll have one board. Say you start out with a Tetris, and then after like 15 seconds, it'll swap to the Puyo board.
Hmm.
And then you have to play against, and it's all competitive, so you're playing either against real people or AIs, computer-controlled characters. And so every 30 seconds or so, or 15 seconds, whatever it is, they'll switch, and you go back to the opposite board and leave off where you are. And you have to, you know, as you, just like in every competitive Tetris, you're putting blocks up as soon as you, if you get it like a Tetris, it'll pop up some on their board. It's fun. I did not expect to want to buy this for the $40 or $50 that it is,
what?
But I'm
it's
really
a $40 game. Whoa!
I feel like it was $30 digitally and $40 retail. I thought I saw $30 when I was at the store page with the demo.
It might be. I remember seeing $40, but I'm really tempted to buy this now. There's several of the modes that aren't in the demo. I think there's like 8 total.
There's a good chunk of modes that aren't in the demo, and the one that is in the demo, which is, as far as I can tell, just like, it seems like there are modes that aren't versus, that are more like puzzle-based or something, but I thought the demo was just fine, but it's like, I'd rather see what single-player options there are.
Yeah.
This game has been out on other consoles, too. I think it was on the PS4 already.
It came out on Xbox One, I think, first in Japan or whatever, and it's... You know, region free, so people here did play it, but never came out here officially. I remember, like, specifically Jeff Gerstmann talking about it, because I think they've always been fans of the whole Puyo Puyo Tetris crap or whatever.
But if you have a Switch, I would highly recommend downloading demo, because it's free, and it's an interesting look at it.
I definitely prefer Tetris over Puyo Puyo.
I've never played Puyo, so I don't understand how to make combos. I can keep the board cleared, but it doesn't really do anything if you're not making combos.
So this Puyo, this thing isn't out yet though, right?
I think it's next week.
Okay, because yeah, I was just looking on the store page on the website, and I was like, I don't see it. I was like, the newest game I see that I've never seen before is Mr. Shifty. So.
Which right. I've heard that's been getting pretty terrible reviews, unfortunately.
It seems to be very mixed. So it seems like everyone who's liked it, people are saying, you just like it because it's on the Switch and there's nothing else to play other than Zelda. If you're done with Zelda, you're like, what else is there to play? Play this game.
I did go to their game store. It looks like on eShop, Puyo Puyo Tetris is $30.
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
It's not bad, but I probably would have been very close to buying it at $20. $30 is definitely more of a, I don't know.
So is the U.S. getting the Xbox and PlayStation release then?
I don't believe the Xbox will ever be getting it. I'm not sure about PS4.
And at GameStop, Toys R Us, it is $40 on disc.
I know that was for certain. I wasn't sure about the digital.
And it's got the PlayStation 4 versions coming out on the 25th as well for $30.
You can always import it. I think it's like $40 to import or somewhere around there.
Well, I'm saying it's actually coming to the States.
I know. Yeah. On PS4. I'm saying if you want to play on Xbox One.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. They're actually releasing it on Xbox One there, but not here. That's weird.
It came out like over a year ago, I think.
Huh. All right. So I guess that's Rich. What have you been playing?
I mean, what am I playing right now?
Is that what all that clicking was?
No.
That was really annoying the hell out of me.
No, you know, my job here is done. So I've been playing some Final Fantasy 15.
I'm sorry.
No, dude, I actually enjoyed.
I'm sorry.
The game. Well,
you didn't hear me, old man.
Listen, I
I don't get Rich because he's always talking about, yeah, it's okay, I guess. I put, you know, 80 hours into it. It's just okay. I beat it. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh,
I'm
playing it again. Whatever. You know, it's okay. I'm now at 200 hours. It's fine.
Nah. Well, I actually like the game. I didn't really like the ending that much. But basically, I got $5 worth of free Microsoft dollars from Bing for whatever reason. So I was like, oh, wow. $5. What can I do with $5? I said, oh, look, this Final Fantasy 15 DLC is $5. So that's what I use it for. So I've been playing it. And I totally forgot about this. They redid Chapter 13, the bad chapter in Final Fantasy 15, the one that went on forever and ever and ever. So I played that first, and
did they let you actually go back and try it out? Is that what they did?
Yeah. Instead of having to play the whole game over, they just up in the menu said something
weird.
Like special. Well, I mean, I'm glad they did it this way because I didn't feel like playing the whole freaking game.
Well, yeah,
you know, just to do that. So
here's the part you didn't like. We fixed it, so they thought you might want to play it again.
Well, they didn't really fix. Is that really a fix? It's more like because you're not even playing as whatever the freaking main character's name, Nexus, whatever his name is.
Noxious, oh, I Nexus. Love this game. I can't tell you the name of the character, but I love this game.
Yeah, exactly. I said it was
I bet
good.
You could name three of the people off Wildlands before
hey,
you could
one,
name
one thing my wife will tell you is I'm not that big on names. I'm just saying. So I don't know, man. It's actually worth playing if you finish the game. I'm talking about the redo on chapter 13 because it kind of fills in the gaps because you during the game you're like, what the hell? Why is this guy dead? Where did this guy come from? Where were these guys the whole time?
I don't know. That seems like the whole story of Final Fantasy 15 to me.
it fills in the blanks for that, and it's not that long. And then they have a shameless plug for, hey, and by the way, you can play as Gladius in this DLC. So I was like, yeah, $5, why not? It's free money. So I bought it, and I've been playing it, and it's okay. It's basically one giant trial. You're battling to be the shield guard for Prince Noxus or Nexus or Noxious or whatever his name
Noxious,
is.
Prince Noxious.
Yeah. So, it's okay. Is it worth $5?
No.
Probably not.
Was Final Fantasy 15 worth $5? No.
No, it was.
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration.
I don't know.
Now, one thing I find interesting is that, okay, so this DLC also kind of explains where Gladius or Glacius, whatever the hell his name is, was for like a chapter when he goes missing. This is what he was doing in this DLC.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I remember that part where he disappeared and you're like...
So, I mean, you know, the season pass for Final Fantasy is only like $24. And after playing these two pieces, I do have to say... See, now, Mark, you'd be happy. Now I'm shitting on the game. Now
I couldn't tell what you were doing this whole time either. You're like talking about it and like...
Well, you know, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. I mean, I don't hate the game, but I'm like, come on. The game would have been a better game, I think, story-wise, if the two things
made.
I just played... No, if the two things I just played were just in Final Fantasy 15 proper, you know? Instead of trying to... You know, I just get the feeling like they're trying to... You know, this game was in developmental hell for, what, how many years? And I think they're trying to, like... get some of their money back by taking away part of the story, you know what I mean? And then selling to you as DLC. So if you're really into Final Fantasy 15, unlike these guys, then you might want to play this.
Nothing against it. I enjoyed the little bit I played. I just stopped playing because I wanted to wait until I watched the anime bits, the movie and the little short series, but I haven't gotten around to that.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Would I buy this? No. Would I be mad if I had bought this $5 DLC? Yes, I probably would have been. But since I didn't, I'm cool with it. So I don't know. So I've been playing that.
Well, I mean, you did buy it. Even if it's free money, it's free money that could have been spent elsewhere.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like it wasn't a free code for DLC. It was free points for any bit of DLC or video game content or any kind of content.
You could have took that money and put it on GR Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildlands.
Or maybe there's like some
DLC pack.
Project Cars DLC you don't own.
No, I always get that.
That was a fake laugh.
Yeah, it totally was. So yeah, I mean, I don't want to spend too much time on that because it's not really worth spending too much time on. It's okay. If you're in a Final Fantasy, you probably get something out of it. If not, then skip it. I've also been playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. I'm almost done with the game. I think I have one faction to go, and I'm about like 68% done with it. They did a major update where I think they just downloaded the DLC for it. I think people that got the season, I didn't get the season pass because I got burned on the Division. Spent $50 on something I don't like. So, you know, I'm waiting until the stuff is out. If I like it, I'll buy it. If not, I'll pass.
That's how you should always do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you buy a season pass before you've even played it?
Yeah, exactly. I made a mistake, Mark. To err is human, Mark. Okay?
God.
Yeah, so they did an update, and apparently they're going to start adding things. In the update, they set the groundwork. They're going to start doing weekly challenges where they're going to be giving away. Not giving away, but you'll be able to earn things like, you know, weapons and accessories or what have you. Another interesting note, I actually unlocked a whole little mission arc by using the Ubisoft, whatever the hell it's called, UB Hard or Ubisoft, whatever. What's that website that's got?
I don't think it's UB Hard or Ubisoft.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I don't know anymore.
That's the thing where you spend your points and you get the...
Yeah, your points that you get.
I can't remember what that's
you
called.
Play.
You
points,
you play. Play, that's it.
Not Ubisoft. Ubisoft.
I like my name better. So
when you play Ubisoft games, you be hard. When you don't, when you stop playing, you be soft.
Soft, like real soft, son. I thought it was kind of interesting. You unlocked the whole other area with some missions and some story that kind of goes with the rest of the stories. And if you play Ghost Recon Wildlands, you know that whenever you get a new piece of intel on a major villain, you'll get a whole video about that person or whatever. Well, this was actually in there too. And the only way you can access it is if you unlock stuff through your Uplay thing. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Did they fix flying helicopters?
You know what? They did in a way, but I had a couple of bugs where I had this awesome bug yesterday where I couldn't get the helicopter more than like 2 feet off the ground. And then when I tried to land, it wouldn't land. So I got out of the helicopter and it wouldn't stop. It was just hovering and just like about
that,
2 feet off the ground.
That happens quite a bit because I've seen bugs where we played the beta, which is basically the full game. Corey couldn't see the helicopter at all because he joined our team late or something. And he said if there was no helicopter there, we were just kind of sitting there in error. And we're like, there's a helicopter. Get in. And he's like, I can't. It won't let me.
Nice. So I guess like the first DLC, when the DLC actually launches, it's going to be called Narco Nation or something like that.
Narco State.
And you get a bunch... And you get a bunch of new vehicles, like monster trucks. It's like these outrageous. Just going to be racing in it, and it's
gonna
be like
son.
And there's going to be like a social media slant on it. So you're trying to get more bling and just more followers. Because, dude, I don't know if you noticed this, but you can like follow like especially like the Mexican cartel guys. You can follow them on like Instagram and stuff like that. And they got like
I need to play
like,
this game, but I just can't.
And they're posing with. I read about this on Vice or something like that. And they're like posing with like golden guns and like you know with girls with bikinis and just like. They're like murderous rapper guys with Stetson hats. It's really crazy. So that's kind of the vibe of this next DLC. So that should be kind of
fun. Oh,
that's
the DLC. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
I really want to play this game, but every time I start it up, I'm like, I don't really feel like playing this. I'm going to go back to Persona,
I've been having
Zelda,
I've been
anything.
right? Surprisingly enough, I've been having a really good time with it.
I think the biggest problem I have with it is I kind of want to pay attention to what's being said, because I do like to pay attention to the stories of these games, even if they're not much to them.
Right.
And when I'm in a group with a bunch of people, it's really hard to pay attention to the stories. And this is also one of those games that's really hard to play as a team, because if your buddies have already played this part, then you're kind of lost to what's going on, and they don't want to go back and play the same old missions with you.
Well, you know what's interesting? It's like, that's very true. Like, I would play four players with, you know, four-person squad sometimes, and we would be banging our head trying to get this mission done, because some people just don't. Maybe some people who play a lot of Destiny, I'm not going to name any names, but, you know, they just don't have a concept of the whole stealth thing. Mm-hmm. What's up, Jim? But I'll go back. I'll
play
with
one other guy. That's your cousin, Jim, right,
yeah,
by the way?
Yeah, that's Badass
Jones. Badass Jones? Okay, we want to make sure we got that out
there. I'm calling you out, man, because he ghosted us, man, because he's getting ready for the new Destiny. Freaking Destiny nerd. Anyways, I'll play the same levels with just another guy, and we'll run shop. So a lot of it depends on who you play with,
right?
And how you play it again, and how you mesh. And you know, sometimes what I'll do is just like I'll pretend like, yeah, I got a cough, I got to get off for a while, and I'll just ghost them, and I'll go back and play with my squad so I can actually hear, because I'm actually into the story and stuff too.
Well, now he's gonna know, because you know he listens to the show. That motherfucker calls me cousin. What the hell? He's brown. I'm going to take him down.
Yeah.
So. I'm going to go UB hard on him.
UB hard. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. So I think that it's supposed to launch at the end of the month, the actual DLC. And the weekly thing was supposed to launch, I think, maybe this week. So, yeah, I'm. You know, I think that they've learned a lot from every way they failed with the Division. Like, they're not over-promising the DLC. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of letting it out as it's ready to go out. And,
I think my biggest problem with the Division, too, is no one, like, Corey and everybody kind of got a little bit ahead of me in levels, and then I didn't want to play Division anymore, because Corey had played with your brother-in-law, Corey, or
it was my brother.
Your brother, yeah. And you played a little bit with him, and you got just a little bit too high for me. And at the same time, I'm one of these people who wants to go around and explore things. I can't help it. And so it's just like, I think that's where I got the Division lost me, is because I'm like, man, I don't really feel like playing this by myself. And then I'd start exploring stuff. It's like, this is fun. And then I would get like to an area where I'm like, I couldn't figure out how to find this missing item, this item that I was trying to collect. I would like look around in an area and I couldn't find it, and I would just give up. And that just turned me off to the game, not being able to find the stuff that's on the map. Why can't I find it?
Right, right. So. Well, I mean, you know, one more thing I want to mention before I stop glowing about the Division. I'm at the Division, but Wildlands. Man, I think I have like two provinces to go. And man, if it wasn't for the subject matter, this game would be a great advocate for tourism to Bolivia, because I'm telling you, man, they've got some beautiful, they did a really good job with the world building. And I mean, there's some missions, you do some missions where you go to like the Peruvian border, where it's like the altitude is like super high, where the helicopters actually have a hard time flying because it's so high. And just the way the topography and the weather and everything changes, and how it looks different, the sky looks different. It's amazing. And there's no like wall. I mean, you can drive. Like one day I was like just bored. Like, let me drive from one end of the map to the other. And it took too long. I just like, you know, this is stupid. But it's just gradual changes between provinces and the topography and the vegetation, the fauna, you know, like I'm over by Peru, and there's like this famous lake that has a lot of flamingos in it.
Oh, wow.
And dude, I was flying over and I'll see all these pink flamingos taking off. So my helicopter gets close. It's just amazing. All the little details they have in this game. It's,
well, that's just
really,
like in Watch Dogs 2 when they talk about the area that has all the seals up on the...
Yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, well, that's not going to be there. And you get there and you're like, and holy shit, they're all there. That was just kind of cool.
Yeah, it's... Wow. It's like, I was playing with my buddy Jay, and it was like, man, I feel like going to Bolivia after playing this game. It's just beautiful.
It's beautiful, but it's
setting.
A narco state.
Well, not in real life. Uh-huh. As much.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah. Cool. So I've been playing that. Yeah. And that's pretty much what I've been doing. I would talk about Mass Effect. I finished that too, but I'll save that.
Yeah,
we're
running low on time here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I've yapped enough. Okay,
Mark,
I'm done.
Did you play anything? Did you wanted to bring up any?
No, because I've just been playing Persona.
Gotcha. All right, I've
been dabbling with the Switch.
Which I'll just say about the Switch, I've said it on my podcast as well that as a piece of hardware, I think it's very nice. I mean, there are certain issues that we'll see how they play out. With the Joy-Con controllers, the little knobs on them being plastic and not metal, and them, mm-hmm. you know, people have already been saying, oh, they've gotten a bit loose online or whatever. But it's a solid piece of hardware, and if it gets supported and all that, I think it could be the best handheld because it definitely is just like a bigger Vita that with better controls. Because I have only been playing it in handheld mode. It's the only way I'll ever play it. I have to dock in a drawer somewhere because I'm never going to use that.
What? That's crazy, dude.
Really?
I have no desire to use it. And if I ever was going to use it, I would have to get a second AC adapter first.
You're going
to
change your mind when you want to actually play Zelda.
Yeah.
I played Zelda.
Yeah, but you played
a few hours of it. Yeah. No, I enjoyed it on the hand. I do not have any desire to hook this thing up to my TV. It is a handheld device to me. That's what I was looking for. That's what was appealing to me, not being able to play it on my TV. I don't give a shit about that. So, yeah, and I think it feels good. I think the controls feel good. There's a little bit of getting used to just the placement of the right analog stick. But overall, it feels really good. I did immediately, I don't know if this was an option when it first launched, but I switched the jump button in Zelda.
Yeah.
So it was B instead of Y or whatever, the bottom button instead of the top button.
Yeah.
But I really like the controller, and I didn't try actually playing it with the comfort grip, but that felt okay. But yeah, I think it feels really good. Stop clicking. Drive me nuts.
What?
But yeah, I think it feels really good, and I hope it gets supported because it does feel nice. And I really hope Virtual Console hits sooner than later because this is the console I want to rebuy all these games on.
Have they said it's coming?
The perfect version.
Oh yeah, it's coming. They just don't.
It has to be coming.
No, but have you heard anything official?
No. Of course.
No, they said the eShop is coming. The Virtual Console is coming. It just wouldn't be ready at launch. They have actually.
Oh, they did say that.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
I don't remember them
anywhere.
Saying that.
I don't remember that either.
Them saying it wasn't going to be available at launch, but nothing else. Not. I guess you can imply or whatever, infer, get the inference from. But it's. I mean, it would be incredibly stupid for them not to do it. Then again, they're Nintendo, but. You know, some people are saying the reason why they discontinued the NES Classic is just because they're going to be like, you want to play your old games? You're going to play it on the Switch 2. Well, not the Switch 2, the Switch
piece.
Number 1. Unless they decide to just cancel the Switch immediately and move on to the Switch 2 because fucking Nintendo. But yeah, I think it's a solid piece of hardware. Nice screen. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't have any slowdown in my time with Zelda.
How do the buttons feel?
Buttons feel fine. I think, you know, and also like the button D-pad, that was fine. You know, it'll be problematic for fighters or stuff like that where you have a need for that kind of 8-directional thing or whatever. But for most games, I think it's perfectly fine. So, yeah. Switch.
Yeah, I watched Direct with my kids. I've been put on notice. We will be getting a Switch sometime.
And I think the best thing about the battery life, which is not great when using it, it's average or whatever. But the great thing about it compared to the 3DS, and I guess this is, I mean, the problem with this for the 3DS was Street Pass, but in standby mode and sleep mode, whatever it is, it does not drain that much at all.
Oh, cool.
So it's much more like the Vita where, you know, you could forget the Vita's at full power and just like put it in a closet and then come back a month later, but like, oh, it's still charged.
All right. Well, Corey, I guess you were wanting to talk a little about comicology. I'm going to skip Star Wars Rebels.
Sure. My wife was getting mad at me because I had way too many physical comic books. So she's like, you can no longer buy physical comic books.
Tell her this is my life. I do what I want.
Yeah. Real man. There was a lot of fighting and stuff, and then she won. Yeah. So
you got to let them win every once in a while, man.
Did she punch you? Because we can call domestic abuse centers for
no,
that.
No, she didn't punch me. So she did let me get a tablet. I was debating between one of the Kindle Fires or the, it's a Nook, Barnes & Noble. Ended up going with the Nook and downloaded an app called Comicology, which has a monthly subscription to it. You can pay $10 bucks a month. Mm-hmm. And there's a ton of comics on there that you can download. So I've been burning through a bunch of comic book series. If you are into comics at all, and you just, the biggest problem about it is that it's only the first couple issues of them. So it just gives you like a teaser, but they have like monthly specials on there too, where they'll throw the entire series of something on there. So it changes pretty regularly, it seems.
And some of the older books, I have Comicology too, and some of like the older books where they have them like in novella
style. Why are all you guys not pronouncing the X? It's Comicology. You don't, the X is not silent. You guys drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's Comicology.
Comicology.
Comicology. You know what? I'm gonna remove Rich from the show. These past two episodes.
You know, I love you, man.
Next recording, I'm just gonna delete him every single time he speaks. You're just gonna hear empty, blank noise. You're gonna hear white noise for the black man.
Oh shit!
Damn!
Oh, now I'm black. I see. No,
what did you do to the screen, Corey?
I highlighted something and it messed it all up. I think I fixed it though.
What I was gonna say before I was corrected for my grammatical error by one Mark.
Comicology.
Dear leader.
I'm saying Comicology. I don't give a shit. So, anyways, some of the older comics that have been put into like a novella style, you'll see like you'll get like some of as many as like 8 issues. So
yeah.
It all depends on what you're reading too. I love the surf too, man.
So they put them in like a graphic novel format.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. Well, Mark, you sound then, so pretentious.
Oh my god. I will never dock my Nintendo Switch.
You know what? This episode's just not going up. No one's gonna know, no one's gonna give a shit. I don't care, less work for me. All you guys do is fucking spit in your microphones. I gotta actually put all this shit together. Motherfuckers.
Well, if we're not recording anything else, I guess I'm not. I'm done talking. It's not going up anyways.
Oh.
So you like Comixology?
Yeah.
I do. It's a fun program.
$10 a month, I think?
Yeah. I'm on the free trial because, you know, everything's got a 30-day trial, but... And this year is 25th year that Image Comics is existing, I guess. Their 25th anniversary. Mm. So there's a lot of full series from that publisher.
Yeah, I think they've always been, I think like that's one of the things about Comixology compared to other things is that you get more of the indie comics on there compared to like Marvel Unlimited or stuff like that where it's, of course, Marvel comics and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking about signing up for that too, but I just don't read Marvel that much.
I don't know if it's on Comixology available or not, and I don't know if
it's got its own app.
I highly recommend Invincible if you've never read it. It's Kirkman's best work because The Walking Dead is incredibly overrated.
I will look into it. Invincible.
All right. Well, I guess that's where we're going to end the show. That's never going up.
Maybe you'll hear it. Maybe you won't.
Mm-hmm. Rich, what do you want to plug?
I'm going to plug Sports Car Unleashed. You can catch us iTunes, Twitter, you know, whatever. Also, if you do happen to listen to the show, we got a really good one for you this week. Our European correspondent, Vicky Miller, was at Silverstone this weekend for the start of the... European Le Mans Series and the WEC season, and it's looking pretty good. It was a good time. We have some good guests on this week. So
you're a peon, I'm a peon, we're all a peon.
Yeah. Wife, the white folk place.
Wow.
I feel suddenly offended.
And yeah, if you want to play online with me, I'm Rolex DP Racer everywhere. So that'd be cool. I won't ghost you, I promise.
Corey, what do you want to plug?
Oh, the normal stuff. Follow me on everything under Wolfnet. Yeah, there's not much going on right now. So, hey, speaking of which, Mark, did you have a friend's code that you can throw in my way, or did you post that somewhere?
I haven't posted yet, but I did find out where it is. And okay. I did see that, and I guess I don't know where it's getting the suggestions from, but you showed up as a suggestion. You and Big Steven and somebody else, I think John from back in other thing
me,
days.
Did you ever have a Miitomo?
I guess that's what it'll be from then.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But Rob didn't show up. It's like,
yeah, because I never played that dumbass thing. Rob.
You didn't? You didn't at all?
No.
Well, it is pretty dumb. And a battery.
I think everybody got into it, and I didn't have space on my iPhone. And by the time I was like, all right, I'll delete some space off. Everybody was done with it.
I mean, it was just the questions part of OkCupid. That's it.
All right. And Mark, what did you want to plug?
Rich's mouth shut.
Damn
that!
Hey, I'm not saying a word.
Uh-huh. Other than that, yeah, I want to plug your keyboard full of something. Oh, you can. I want to plug.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
Myself.
Wow,
I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, Steam, all the usual places. At PX Sausage. PSN, the Kush 3 friend code for Switch. Fucking, I don't know. It'll be on the site at some point, or I'll tweet it, whatever. Who gives a shit? It's not like we're going to play anything on the Switch.
They just announced today that they're having an update this week for multiplayer. So,
multiplayer what?
I don't know. Leaderboards or something. There's going to be an update this week.
So you can see how many things you've cooked in Zelda. I've cooked this many things. I do not like the cooking in Zelda.
I love it.
I wish I could just be like, I want to make this thing again immediately. Yeah. I don't want to go back in the menu for any reason. I just want to make another one of these things. I've selected 3 things. Let me just make it again. But it won't let me do it. If it just let me do that, I'd be happy.
Hey, Rob, how long does it take to get to work?
But How long?
5 minutes.
Okay, well, the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast and then other podcasts like the Pixelated Sausage podcast and a podcast Rob will talk about shortly. And you can also see the art I do over there, and if you'd like to check it all out and get links to prints and all that jazz, go over to pxsart.com. And if you want to support the site and everything we do in general, go over to patreon.com/pxs.
All right. Now, I don't have to be there till 3, guys, so don't worry about it. I'm just saying. I want to try to leave the house at like 2:30.
Okay.
So, anyway, I am Henderson Mann. You can find me on a lot of things. You can find me on the Pixelated Paranormal Podcast with, God, I forgot everybody's name, Preston and Sean. they just did an Easter show that's up tonight, so you guys can listen to that. I was not on that. Yeah, it's up there now. I seen that earlier. I did not listen to that. I wasn't on that show, and I haven't listened to it yet, so I don't know what's going on there. It could be as good as their Christmas episode. Maybe Sean will sing again. I don't know. But the O&D podcast with Big Steven and Brady, I don't know if they've done one in a while. I haven't heard anything. So, but they'll do one. Surprised they haven't done one just to talk about Destiny. Snore.
Right.
Oh, don't even act like that, Rich. Don't even act like that.
What? I was on the hype train for a hot minute, but I'm not even buying Destiny 2. So, I'm done with Destiny, man.
I think based on these last few weeks, Rich is clearly going through a midlife crisis and is acting out like a teenager.
I'll take that, man. Teenager? Sure.
So that's going to be it for the show. I hope everybody has a good week. And who knows? Maybe we'll see us next week on Sunday. Some of us. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? maybe you won't hear the show at all.
Yeah. Maybe this will never be a show ever again.
Oh, that's a sad thing to say.
Anyway, everybody have a good night. Adios.
Except Rich. Your night sucks. Don't worry, everyone. This show's going up. Now it's not. Never mind. Change my mind. Immediately reversal. Flip-flopping right here.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Adios, everyone.